people from more than 150 countries were reading and interacting with this blog. And that is a strong signal that people around the world are really connected with each other, and that's what we wanted to achieve.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, I'm going to be interviewing Philip Bodzenta, who's the Director of Global Marketing Communications for Coke, and we'll be discussing a marketing initiative that Coke is kicking off that involves the World Cup soccer event. So welcome to Marketing Voices, Philip.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very fine. Good. My first question is, can you explain kind of how Coke went about deciding to work the blogging initiative into their whole event promotion around the World Cup soccer?
Well, actually, what we're trying to do is really find a good way to talk about our principal communication goal. It's to promote the idea of breaking down barriers, because through football, we are /soccer, we are bringing so many people together, and it's Coke want to contribute to that. So we found the We All Speak Football blog, which is actually a platform where we have invited pro bloggers and guest bloggers to an apartment, a flat in the center of Berlin, to really deep dive and get a really good experience of the FIFA World Cup.
So what were sort of some problems in trying to bring all these people together to actually work out of the same space in Berlin?
Actually, it was quite an experiment to see how this is going to work out. We did a lot of preparation, but you never can totally ensure that this thing is going to work. But it was amazing to see that people from around the world who have never seen or known each other before came together and really celebrated this FIFA World Cup experience. And so from a social perspective, this worked excellently. And what was even better was the content they have produced on the We All Speak Football blog. It ranged from blogs, video blogs, vlogs, podcasts, and I was amazed by the creativity and the content they have produced.
Can you give me some sense? You say you're amazed by the creativity. Give me some sense of what amazed you about it.
For example, they had, on an evening, they have produced a song, a We All Speak Football song. The song is actually it's on Yahoo playlists and iTunes, and it got a very nice pickup among the bloggers who were at the flat. But one of the bloggers, Gabe McIntyre, he made an animatics of the Team Geist football, where he was actually speaking through the football, or a lot of other stuff like a really, really good blog on fans and hooligans. And what I found amazing was that the father of the blogger actually came back with a comment saying, "I was always very proud of you, and hope you ever you know that. But I was absolutely amazed by your blog."
Do you see any sort of fallout from any of the blogging? I mean, you know, a lot of times people are really worried about blogging because it makes it so much that the content is out there, obviously, and the company can't control it. I mean, has Coke had any experiences that were negative because of this blogging?
We did have some questions raised in the German-speaking area, but we have most of the time we had a very positive feedback, especially from broad international reach. What I loved most is that people from more than 150 countries were reading and interacting with this blog. And that is a strong signal that people around the world are really connected with each other, and that's what we wanted to achieve.
So how did you find the bloggers that you included in this blogging effort?
They were entirely found through the blogosphere. There was no marketing or any other initiative than just promoting this through a web page, through the pro bloggers who were actually running that flat. And so we had actually pretty good pickup, but when they were all there, we were still able to host some last minute guests as well.
So is this a unique thing for Coke to do, to have this kind of effort?
It is actually the second blog Coke has done on a global level. The first one was a test we've done in Torino for the Olympic Games. We were very positively impressed with the positive reactions we received. And that led us actually to develop this concept for the FIFA World Cup. And I'm pretty sure that we move forward with a specific project. But this is also need to be thoroughly analyzed. And actually, what is also important on that is to ensure that we have a really good platform which we can use.
So when you're all said and done, Coke will do an analysis of all of this. And do you have any thoughts about what kind of outcome you think you're going to see?
If I get your question correctly, one of the outcomes we've seen is, of course, are the quantitative data of having a lot of people interacting with us on the blog, but also seeing the huge creative consumer created content which was done by the bloggers, which was really most exciting for us. Furthermore, it's a step in a new territory where you can only move forward by trying things out and see and learn and then take the next step.
So who do you think's going to win at this point in terms of the game, the World Cup?
I think it's going to be very tough at the end to see, but I think it will slightly favor France over Italy.
Okay, well, I ask you that because this interview will probably run after the game has already happened, so we'll pin you down and see if you're right. So I have been talking to Philip Bodzenta of Coca-Cola. He's the Global Marketing Communications Director for Coke. And Philip, thank you very much for participating on my interview in Marketing Voices.
Thank you very much.
And to all my listeners, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.